from his studios in New York. It's time for Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, where sports meets life. Here's your host, Dan Tortora.
Well, I know you've been through summer league process before. Just what you can say about, you know, going through it this year and your opportunity with Miami, kind of just what your thoughts are with this organization.
First of all, I'm blessed for the opportunity, and even the opportunity that given me to play in summer league and showcase what I've been working on throughout the summer. So we're just taking it day by day, game by game. We got our first game out the way, so I'm looking forward to the month.
When you look at the fact that, you know, these summer league games obviously don't count as regular season games or anything like that, but this game was physical to start off summer league for this year. Just what you can say about the physicality between you and Charlotte.
It was real physical. I think it was more so physical because of the guys they have. They, you know, they put out one rookie, basically, and Bacon, Florida State guy. So all those guys knew how to play. All those guys have been overseas or in the D-League or in the NBA. So they knew how to bring the intensity, and we got a bunch of young guys. So we got to find a way to match it.
There's a lot of Florida State here in Orlando for Summer League between yourself, Dwayne Bacon, Xavier with Tam Mays, and so on and so forth. Just what you can say about, you know, seeing that kind of that family back together, even though you guys are playing on different teams.
It's good. You know, anytime you see a Florida State guy, especially on this level, we haven't had him in a long time being in the NBA. So it's good to see us. You know, our whole coaching staff is up there. Coach Ham is up there. Our two assistant coaches.
Yeah, White.
Two assistant coaches up here, so it's good. It's good to see everybody.
You've taken your road from Florida State to where you are today. What can you say about, you know, what you've learned up to this point and why a team should keep you on the roster?
I learned to always work hard. You know, Coach Hammond and Coach Jones and all my coaches didn't teach me anything. They always taught me to work hard, do the best that I can, and you don't never want nothing to come to you easy. So, you know, with any team, you know, I try to let them know, like, hey, you don't get my 100% effort every time I step out on the court. So,
Florida State, like you said, to see so many guys at this level with this opportunity is big. Just what you can say about, you know, what coach is trying to build there, and just what you can say about Florida State in general.
You know, they always kind of kept and recruited the same guys that work hard and you know, guys that want to get it done. And, you know, lately, you know, Coach Ham, he has always been a great recruiter. So they building. I got to talking to him today a little bit this morning for our game, and I'm happy about the team they have coming back. You know, to see what those guys do. They lost a lot of pieces, but they also had a lot of guys who played a lot of minutes last year that's coming back. So I'm happy to see what they building, and yeah, looking forward for them to keep going.
Before I let you go, to look at your last moment at Florida State to where you are today, just what you can say are some of the biggest pieces that you've learned and taken away from playing professionally and making sure that you can not only be in it now but sustain that.
You never know who's watching, you know what I'm saying? Whether it's on or off the court, you know, you always want to, you know, hold yourself accountable. You want to be a man, you know, you want to be a professional. So That's the biggest thing I've learned, you know, that, you know, and another thing, if you got a dream, just keep fighting for it. No matter how you get to it or what it takes to get to it, just keep pushing and fighting for it.
Appreciate it.